So we're here at First United Methodist Church, Dallas. We're here at our San Jacinto.
Reverend Holly Bandel is showing me around one of the staging areas for this year's homeless count.
In our sanctuary, this space will be mostly full.
Tomorrow, all those wooden pews will be filled with volunteers. They'll gather at the church before heading out for a night of counting the homeless population.
As people are leaving, what we hope to have is some packets put together, some care packages.
Volunteers will give those items to the homeless people they meet. These counts are required by the federal government. The data helps determine how much funding cities receive. It also helps people living on the streets get help with housing, medical treatment, and mental health care. Carl Falconer is president and CEO of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, which conducts the counts in Dallas and Collin counties.
We have to look at our efficiencies, and we have to look at where we're spending our dollars, where we're targeting our resources.
Falconer took over as head of the Homeless Alliance last year. Former president and CEO Cindy Crane resigned in April after a harsh city audit criticized the group's response to the homeless crisis. Crane is also a member of KRA's Community Advisory Board. Last year, the count turned up more than 4,100 people in Dallas and Collin counties, up 9% from the year before. There was a slight 1.6% decline in the number of homeless veterans. Meanwhile, the number of people who have been homeless for at least a year fell by 21%.
One of the things that we have to be careful of is not to prioritize one population so much that you forget about other populations of individuals. And I think that's kind of what happened in our system a little bit.
What's happening in North Texas is in line with national trends. Last year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reported a nationwide increase in homelessness for the second year in a row. David Gruber with the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance says part of the problem is a shortage of affordable housing.
This demands that nationally, statewide, in every city, that we take the issue of affordable housing very, very seriously.
Gruber is optimistic about steps Dallas has taken. Last year, the city approved its first ever comprehensive housing plan. It proposes incentives to build more affordable homes. Gruber says service providers are also sharing more data. He says that has helped curb homelessness for certain groups, like veterans.
If you go back a few years, we didn't really have a system per se. And so when you have that system in place, and the system attacks those specific populations, we start to see a drop in homelessness.
This year, David Krause will volunteer for the count for a second time. Krause is president and CEO of the Parkland Foundation. It secures funding for the Parkland Health and Hospital System, which provides care to indigent patients. Krause remembers his first night out with the count.
Well, when we arrived, I was nervous. Wasn't quite sure what we were getting into.
But those nerves quickly faded.
It really was a flawless procedure. We went to, I don't know, two or three different neighborhoods and walked around and talked to people. It gives you a very good sense of being bonded to your community.
Dallas and Collin counties are hoping for as many as 1,500 volunteers for tomorrow's count between 7 p.m. and midnight. Tarrant and Denton counties will also hold counts tomorrow. Saida Hassan, KERA News.